Should we be afraid? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The Navy has now officially acknowledged that its pilots have encountered unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs. Those spinning forms captured on cockpit displays as recently as 2015 were not some software glitch or some Russian deepfake. They actually exist. The Navy won't call them UFOs. They don't want to acknowledge that they fly in the traditional sense or even that they were objects, only that they're something real that shouldn't be real. So should we be afraid? If you believe in God, could it be that he, or she, or I guess they, plan to destroy us? I would say no. Why bother? We can do that ourselves. I prefer to think that the overachieving civilization that planted that first DNA seed 3.5 billion years ago is sending probes to see how the experiment's going. My guess is that having detected stray signals from the Weather Channel, the interstellar researchers realize that their DNA experiment has run amok and is in the process of stewing itself in its own emissions. And so, rather than jeopardize their research grant, they have sent spinning aerial pods to repair the atmosphere. So I say we relax and ask the Navy to please not shoot them down. And yes, this sounds kooky, but the UN is certainly not going to save us, and this is the best happy ending I could come up with. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.